Start your day the Torah way in Northwest London. Tuesday, Isru Chag, 8th of 7, 7th of June, Rabbi Nassan Liebman Schlita, different Korea Satura in Chutz La'aretz. This week's Torah way has been sponsored by Family Silver, Lila Nishmas, Tzipora Bas, Moshe HaKohen, Olea Sholem, whose Yahrzeit is today.
Today I'd like to speak about the different Kriyas HaTorah that we have Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael, and in particular why we have such a long gap before we align ourselves with Eretz Yisrael. And it's based on the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph on the base, the last blot of Megillah. And actually there, in the midst of the Gemara which discusses Kriyas HaTorah, Haftorah, etc., there's two lines of Gemara which seem to be not relevant to the topic, but I think I can bring in a relevance there. It says as follows: Tanya, we learnt in a brayse, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, in Yomer Luchos Kenim Sosoir, if the elderly people tell you to demolish something, v'yelodim v'nei, and the youngsters tell you to build, then Sosoir va'al tivne, you should demolish and not build. Mipnei, because Shestiras Kenim Binyan, when the elders demolish, that's considered a Binyan building, or Binyan Na'orim, and when the youngsters build Stira, they can sometimes be demolishing. The similar Dava Rechavam ben Shlomo, the simon is Rechavam ben Shlomo, who when he rose to fame, he tried to do away with what the Zakenim had done at the time. And it's a whole parsha Melachim Aleph, Perik Yud Beis. So I was zoicha to take over at the Gates of Jewish Boarding School over 30 years ago from Reb Reuven Korn Schlita. Reb Reuven Korn was a great Yid, a Elach Yid, and apart from everything else, he also understood Chinuch very well, and he set up the school something special, Lahafli. All the procedures, everything was in place. Those who are running schools know that procedures are very important, that the school runs smoothly. So I was zoicha to come in and the way he handed over to me, everything was brilliant. And I was determined not to change anything because, after all, he knew what he was doing. I was young, I was inexperienced, and he had set it all up. Having said that, there was one thing I couldn't cope with. One thing out of everything that thousands of things that he did there, one thing I couldn't cope with. And that was the day after Shavuos, there was no school. Yisrochag Shavuos was no school. And I couldn't take it. I thought to myself, Shavuos is Ma Matan Torah. I'd heard several years from Rav Shach, Zichron Livracha, used to quote always the Drosha Saran, that Shavuos is the Yom Hadin for Torah. That's when it's decided how much Torah a person will be zeicha to for the coming year. So how could it be that the day after Shavuos is no school? So they told me everybody's tired, yeah, late nights, and also out of routine. Okay, fair enough, so we'll make half-day school. So Ma'angafit, we decided that this year there's going to be half-day school the day after Yisrochag Shavuos. Comes in the morning, the rabbis come in, give the shurim to the boys, and at the end of the morning they said to me, it's a blank wall. We got nowhere. We didn't learn anything. The boys were so tired. We didn't learn a thing. It was a waste of time. So I said, but the day after Shavuos, okay. So the next year we had 1 hour shiur, just 1 hour. After all, the day after Shavuos, the day after Matan Torah, no official learning at all. We had 1 hour of thing. We learned for 1 hour. After the hour, the Rebbe said to me, waste of time. The boys, nothing went in. Their heads were blocked. They just couldn't. So it took me 2 years to realize that Rabbi Korn Schlita was right in that as well. And that's exactly what this Gemara means here, that I was at the time the Na'orim, the Yelodim, and I tried to do a Binyan, but really it was a Stira, really it was wasting time, and I should have realized to follow the Zakenim. Having said that, I thought to myself, I come today, the day after Shavuos, I won't find anybody here at all. We just had a yontev and late nights and out of routine. And then to get back into routine, my own minyan I went to this morning was, we didn't manage to get together 10 people. That's why I was a little bit late this morning. So thank you very much for coming, and hopefully together we'll be able to get through the sugya. So when the last day of Pesach falls on Shabbos, first day and last day of Pesach fall on Shabbos, as it did this year, we lay an Asay to Asay, the last day Pesach. Eretz Yisrael only has 7 days Pesach, so therefore they're already laying Parshas Acharemos. The next week, it goes on, they're laying Kedoshim, we're laying Acharemos. And the way the Seders go at the moment, there are 15 weeks where we are different to Eretz Yisrael. We catch up when we do Matis Masay together and Eretz Yisrael do Matis Masay separately. Masay is, the Shabbos of Masay is Beis Av, the second day of Av. So all the way through to the second day of Av, for 15 weeks, we have a different Sedra to Eretz Yisrael. The next time this happens is in 21 years' time. 21 years' time, we have a similar thing, but between now and 21 years, we don't have that. Now, concerning the differences between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz, the most frequent one is when Shavuos is Friday and Shabbos. When Shavuos is Friday, Shabbos, second day Shavuos, again we lay in Asay to Asay. In Eretz Yisrael, they would lay normally it's Parshas Nosai. And what happens is that for 6 weeks there, we are apart from Eretz Yisrael, because we lay in Asay to Asay, Parshas Nosai, Ba'aloischo, Shlach Lecho, Koirach, but Chukas Bolok we lay together. Eretz Yisrael lay in Chukas Bolok separately. When they lay in Bolok, we lay in Chukas Bolok. So we are 6 weeks. There we're just 6 weeks apart from them. And also, when it's Shavuos time, quite frankly, it's not nageya to so many people because it's in the middle of Zman. Many of the people moving between Eretz Yisrael and the Chutz Laaretz are the B'nai Yeshiva and the B'nai Kollel, and they're safely back in their yeshivas and their kohelim, COVID permitting. So therefore, it isn't relevant to so many people, it's more relevant to tourists. But
for them as well, they'll be out to sing for the minute they start.
They'll be out to sing for 6 weeks. From Shavuos, in the middle of Zman, so it's the tourists will be out of sync, those who go and visit Eretz Yisrael. That's a separate shaila, whether you're obliged to catch up the Sedra or not. I think it's a machlokes aposkim. I don't know enough about it to comment, but I understand that the various shittas, the Arminyonim here, who at the moment, for the next 15 weeks, there's a minyan at Hagas to do the Sedra there, to Sroldika Sedra Shabbos. But the other Rabbonim who I've heard from, that there's no need to do so. Okay. Now, there's actually, in 2020, Shavuos, second day Shavuos was Shabbos. In 2030, second day Shavuos will be Shabbos. And in between, there are another three occasions. So it happens five times in 11 years. It's quite shkir. Now, to compound the situation, this year was a Shonam Uberis. When the last day Pesach falls on Shabbos in the Shonam Pshuta, in a regular year, as it will in Mitzvah Hashem in 2029, then the B'nai Chutz Laaretz join up again to the B'nai Eretz Yisrael quite quickly, because since it is a Shonah Pshuta, therefore in order to get through the Sedras correctly to the end of the year, we've joined together several Sedras. In the Shonah Muberes we've got the extra 4 weeks, in the Shonah Pshuta we've got 4 weeks less. So because we have 4 weeks less, we join together several Sedras. Sazria and Metzoyer are together, Achremus and Kedoshim are together, and Bahar Ruchokosai can be together. So what tends to happen is that in a Shona Pshuta, if the last day Pesach is a Shabbos, we are one Sedra behind. This in Eretz Yisrael, they are laying Parsha Shmini then. So what happens is that we could join together at Sazria Metzoyra. We don't. In Eretz Yisrael, they lay both Sazria Metzoyra together. We could join together at Achremis Kedoshim, which we also don't. Mishavura points out we could. There's no reason why not. But we do join together at Bahar B'chukosai. There, Eretz Yisrael laying Bahar B'chukosai separate. We lay them together, and that's how we join together. And that is in a Shona Pshuta. Right. And there also you have a 6 weeks, you have there, you have the last day Pesach, and then you have Shemini, Sazria Metzora, Achremes Gadeshim, Emor, and Ba'aba Chukose. Again, you have 6 weeks. But in a Shana Mu'beres, like this year, where we have two Adars, in Chutz La'aretz, we don't join up to Eretz Yisrael until the second day of Av, which is 15 weeks. There, we lay Matas Masi together, they lay in Dafka Masi, and the question is, why do we wait a full 15 weeks? Why, in Chutz La'aretz, for example, don't we read even Acharimus Kedoshim together, Ba'av HaChukosai together, Chukas Bolok together? Why do we wait all the way through till Matas Masi? Now, to have the last day Pesach on Shabbos in a Shana Mu'beres, it happened in 1995. It happened 21 years later in 2016. We think it happens frequently because it has happened to happen in 2016, 2019, this year again 2022, and the next time, as I mentioned, is another 21 years time. Sometimes it is possible that there's a 24-year gap between once and the Shana Mu'beres, last day Pesach Shabbos, and the next time. That happened between 1870 and 1894. I don't remember it, but apparently at the time. Right, so the question is why? Why do we wait 15 weeks before we join together? So the emphasis, as the Sedras are not just at random. Obviously, we get through the whole Torah in a year. There are 52 weeks in the year. There are 54 Sedras. We can't lay a new Sedra every Shabbos because we've got Chol HaMoed Pesach, we've got Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Sometimes we've got more Yomim Tovim. So we compensate for the fact that we have not enough weeks by joining Sedras, various Sedras together. Now, the Shulchan Aruch Or HaChaim Tov Chof Ches Sif Dalet, which is at the end of the halachas of Kiddush HaChodesh, just before the halachas of Pesach, brings several rules to do with the parashas. One rule is that Shabbos HaGadol is always Parshas Tzav. In a regular year, Shabbos HaGadol is supposed to be Tzav. It's not just random that you can do, you just do the Sedras as they come. Tzav has to be Shabbos HaGadol. In the Shana Mu'beres, Metzora has to be Shabbos HaGadol. There is one formation of the calendar when Rosh Hashanah is on a Thursday, then we lay Nachremos as well. We lay Nachremos on Shabbos HaGadol. But usually, what we try to do is Tzav in a regular year and Metzora in a Shana Mu'beres. The reason for that is the Avod Ram says already one of the Rishonim. The reason is because there's a remes to Pesach in both Tzav and in Metzora. In Tzav, it talks about if somebody has noisa of a kodshim, somebody leaves over a kodshim, so the kelim, you need to kasha the kelim. The posset talks about it. And the dinim of being machshe kelim from chometz, we learn from kodshim, which is parshas tzav. Similarly, in parshas metzora, it talks about the various tumas. There also it talks about klicheres yishaveh. That's a similar form, similar to Hagolas Kalim. It's we purify the Kalim. So, therefore, Chazal tell us that those Sedras must be just before Pesach, because it's connected to Pesach. Pesach, we also do Hagolas Kalim. And there's a Simon, and I think the Simon is first brought in the Torah. I haven't been able to find anything before that. The Simon is Piktu u Pishu. That's what the Tor calls it. Piktu is a lashon of count of commanding, as in Parshas Tzav. Upischu is of course Pesach, and then there's another simon, Sigru Upischu, shut and open, which there Sogur is from a lashon of Metzora, who is Musgar, and Pischu, if you pronounce it without writing it, the writing is different. But Pischu can mean to open, or it can also mean Pesach. So that's the simon that the Tor, the Shulchan Aruch, gives to tell us that those Sedras must be at that point. There's also more Simonim, and the more Sedras which have to be at fixed point. Parshas Bamidbar, which was this past Shabbos, always has to be before Shavuos. The Levush says, Be'alocha brings a Levush, because on Shavuos we are nidden on Peiros Eilun, it's like a Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, we have the klolas in Parshas Bechukosai. So we want to be mafsik between the klolas and Parshas Bechukosai and the Rosh Hashanah on Shavuos. So we interrupt with the Parshas Bamidbar, so that Chas V'Sholem there shouldn't be a Piskun Peir for the Sotan to be Mekatrik, and the new year that we shouldn't be Zeichet to good Peiros.
Are we worried there's going to be 2 weeks? Are we worried there's a Bamidbar that can be Bamidbar and Nochel?
Oh, excellent. That's a very important point which we're coming to, Mitzvah. Yeah. Sometimes Parshas Nase is before Shavuos. In the year 2014, when Rosh Hashanah was on Thursday, in Hashanah Mu'beres, we are very short of weeks when Rosh Hashanah is on a Thursday, in Hashanah Mu'beres. And the reason is, because Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, therefore Simchas Torah is Friday, because the first day Sukkos will be Thursday, same as Rosh Hashanah. If the first day Sukkos is Thursday, then Shemini Atzeres is Thursday. Simchas Torah is Friday. So the day after Simchas Torah, we already have a Shabbos. So if we have such a year where Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, and we have an Ibiyar, then instead of the regular 28 Shabbosis until Pesach, I think it's 29. I think that's how it works. So therefore we end up with Parshas Acharei Mos before Shabbos, before Pesach, the week before Pesach. And because of that, we end up with Parshas Nosai before Shavuos. Yeah, but it's unusual to have both Rosh Hashanah starts on a Thursday and it's Hashanah Mu'beres. There are no spare weeks that year. In every single sedra is laying separately in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. Right. So the last time that happened was in the year 2014, that Nosai was before Shavuos, and the next time will be in 2035. There's a simon for this din that Bamidbar should be before Shavuos. The simon is Monu va'Otzru. Monu means to count, you should count past Bamidbar, and afterwards Otzru, afterwards you should have Atzeres, which is the Chag HaShavuos. That's the halacha. There are also Mepharshim who explain why it's important for Bamidbar to be before Shavuos. As Zora Moshe Feinstein says, for example, that Shavuos, as we mentioned before, is the Rosh Hashanah for Limud HaTorah, that's decided how much Torah we'll learn during the year. So, says Zora Moshe Feinstein, a common failing, unfortunately, is that a person has low self-esteem, and a person thinks to himself, how much Torah can I learn already? How can I compare to Chaim Kanievsky? How can I compare to Karin Lavrocha? How can I compare to the Gedolei Yisrael? What is my Torah worth? Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, therefore we lay in Parshas Bamidbar just before Kabbalah HaTorah. Bamidbar, we count every single yid. It doesn't matter how great a Talmud Chochem is, how many hours he learned, every single yid is an equal number, an equal part of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, very important that Bamidbar should be before Shavuos. And I saw that a moshul is brought to explain that. I once took a group of boys, it was a Chedesh Nissan, I remember, because we went to the Nissan factory in Washington, near Gateshead. I took a group of boys from the school there, and we went on a tour of the factory. Now, they have a what they call a car assembly plant. And the way it's done is, they've got this huge hangar, huge warehouse, and there's a conveyor belt which goes the full length, turns, goes round at the end, and comes all the way back again. And what happens is, there's an overhead line, the conveyor belt starts overhead, and from another building, a shell of a car arrives. And the shell of the car arrives and comes down and starts its way along the conveyor belt. And at each stage along the conveyor belt, somebody does something to it. There are hundreds of young, fit men who jump in and out the car. The car's moving the whole time. And they jump in, they put a few screws, they fix the screw at the top of the seat belt, and then the next one does the next screw, the next one does the next bit, and the car goes all the way along. Halfway along, they take off the doors, and the doors go up, and they go on their own conveyor belt. By the time the car goes all the way around, all the way to the end, comes back to the end, it's a complete car. It came in a shell with no wheels, no windows, no nothing, no bumpers, absolutely nothing, just the shell. They add on all the bits, and then it gets to the end of the conveyor belt, and then somebody jumps in and test drives it down the middle of the thing. They test drive it, they take 80 miles per hour on a simulator. I don't know exactly how they do it. I was in the car, but I can't explain how it works. And then they drive it out to the car park where they store all the cars. So you have this assembly line. What happens if one person's missing? One person's missing. What will happen is you'll have a car which, I don't know, the seat belts are fit faulty, three tires instead of four. I'm not quite sure how it'll end up. But every single person is vital to put together the whole car. So the same, I saw this moshel given to explain that Parshas Bamidbar, Klal Yisrael are all one group, and everybody together is necessary. We all know that the Tariag Mitzvahs, it's impossible for a single person to keep all the Mitzvahs. It's only all Klal Yisrael work together. Every person is important in the team of Klal Yisrael to create the finished product of keeping the Torah and the Mitzvahs. And that's why, says Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, it's important that Bamidbar is before Shavuos. And this is based on the Gemara Megillah, the Daf Lamed Aleph on the base, which we started with. And the Gemara Megillah says, as we said before, that Tzav has to be, let's read from the Gemara, Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Ezra Tikkun Lam LeYisrael, Dakona from the time of Ezra, Shiyu Koirim, that, as we mentioned before, Tzav is important to be in the right place, and Metzoyer has to be in the right place in the Shonam Uberes. Also, Shiyukoyim Klolos Shabbatoyos Koyanim Koyde Matzeres. The Klolos of Toyos Koyanim, which is the Techoch and Parshas Vechukoysai, that has to be Koyde Matzeres before Shavuos, which the Mishnah Torah and the Techoch and Mishnah Torah, Parshas Kesavoy, should be before Rosh Hashanah. My time, and what's the reason? Am Abai V'Tamer Shlokish, famous Chazal, Kedei Shetichle Arshona V'Kilo Leiseho, that we should finish off the clawless of the year, Tochen Shono V'Yerchiseho. It doesn't say the second half here, but I'm sure it says it elsewhere, that we start off the year with brachas. So the Gemara asks the question, Oto Atzeres Rosh Hashanah here, is Atzeres like a Rosh Hashanah? What does it mean, finish off the year with the clawless? Shavuos is not Rosh Hashanah, and for the Amorah it is Rosh Hashanah. And Atzeres Nami Rosh Hashanah, Disnan Uba Atzeres HaPeiros HaIlon. On Shavuos we are judged on Peiros HaIlon, and as we said before, Drosh HaSaran says we're also judged on how much Torah we'll learn that year. So therefore, it's important to finish off the Klolos and to have a new start.
Who is actually authorizing this? Who decides what they're going to lay in
Eshrol,
what they're going to lay in Chutz Aretz? Who is deciding this?
It's
I only get a list on my calendar. I know
The calendar is based, I actually used to make the calendar for our school in Gated, and it's based on a tour.
On
the tour Shulchan Aruch.
So it's already been laid down years ago.
So tour Shulchan Aruch, it was the Amoira Hillel, not to be confused with the Tana Hillel, the Amoira Hillel who put together a Luach, who put together certain rules. The Torah Shulchan Aruch brings all those rules together, and he's also given us, kindly left us with a table. There's a table of the 19-year cycle, and you can look at that table and you can work out the Bar Mitzvah of your great-grandchild.
We're on a 19-year cycle, so we always...
Every
90 years going to be the same.
No, we're 19-year cycle, and that 19-year cycle is times... I'm not sure it's about about 12 times 19 or 14 times 19. That's the cycle. It's a cycle of 19 times quite a few years.
And that repeats.
That's repeated every 200 years or something. The cycle is repeated.
Ah, so there's nobody working it out. It's already worked out.
It's already worked out. Okay. Yeah. And the cycle just depends on a few things. You need to know what day Rosh Hashanah is, what day you start the year. You need to know whether Cheshvan and Kislev have 29 or 30 days. You've got options there. Cheshon and Kista could both have either 29 or 30. And you need to know whether it's a Shana Mu'uberes or not, whether it's a leap year. Once you know those three facts, you can make your calendar based on last year's.
And no one's making any decisions?
No, there are no new decisions. Okay. No. It's all them. Yeah. So, Tos was asked there in Megillah. Tos asks as follows. Sholu bebeis medush Rabbeinu Nissim. We have, at the end of the year, we say at the end of the year we... Shabbat Mishnah Torah Koidam Rosh Hashanah. In Mishnah Torah, the klolos of Mishnah Torah Kisavai, we lain them before Rosh Hashanah. Now, what happens is we run out of sedras when we get to Sukkos. Yeah. Now, sometimes between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkos, sometimes we have two Shabbosos where we lain sedras. Sometimes we only have one Shabbos. If Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, then there's only one Shabbos in between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkos. If Yom Kippur's Shabbos, then there's also only one Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkos. But if Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday or a Tuesday, then we have two Shabboses between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkos. And therefore, one of those Shabboses is Ha'azinu. Ha'azinu is always between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkos. But if there's a second Shabbos, then we split up Nitzavim and Vayelech. Nitzavim is always before Rosh Hashanah because Kisavai is the Techocha. Then comes Nitzavim as a Hefzik, and then comes Rosh Hashanah. And if there's only one Shabbos after between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkos, then we have both Nitzavim and Vayelech before Rosh Hashanah and Hazinu after Rosh Hashanah. So Tosfos asks Akasha. Tosfos asks, why do we split up Nitzavim and Vayelech? Nitzavim has only 40 psukim. Vayelech only has 30 psukim. Together they have 70. Frek Tosfos, Sholu Bebeis Midrash Hashem Rabbeinu Nissim, instead of splitting up Nitzavim Vayelech, why don't we split up Matos Masse? Matos and Masse together has 244 psukim. One single aliyah in Matos Masse is 72 psukim, which is more than Nitzavim and Vayelech, more psukim than Nitzavim and Vayelech together. So why is it that Nitzavim and Vayelech are split and Matos and Masse can be together? Shouldn't we even things out a bit, Frek Tosfos? Emphatosis, that the reason is, Hatam, the reason Shana Mechalkim Oisam, Lefi Shana Reitzim Lahafsik, because it's very important to us that we have a Hefsik, that the Torah tells us that we read the Techocha just before Rosh Hashanah. But we also need a Hefsik, we need a Hefsik of one Shabbos between the Techocha and Rosh Hashanah. Although Chazal tell us, the Gemara tells us, Tichle Shana Kilesah, finish off the year with the Klolis in Parshas Kisavai, but we need one Shabbos in between Kisavai and Rosh Hashanah. We need Nitzavim at least in between Kisavai and Rosh Hashanah. So because we need that one Shabbos in between the Techocha and Rosh Hashanah, therefore Nitzavim and Vayelech sometimes have to be split. Says the Marit that we have one Shabbos in between the Techocha and Rosh Hashanah. We don't want the Techocha right next to Rosh Hashanah, because like the Levush said, if the Techocha is right next to Rosh Hashanah, then there might be some sort of kitrug from the Techocha. Have a Shabbos in between. Says the Marit, but we don't want two Shabboses in between. We don't want two Shabboses in between the Techocha and Rosh Hashanah. Why don't we want two Shabboses in between? He compares it to the Gemara in Perik Mameh Madlik, in the second Perik of Shabbos. There the Gemara discusses bringing in Shabbos early. It's a wonderful thing, people bring in Shabbos early, already have the Kedusha Shabbos, earlier Tosa Shabbos, a wonderful thing. But, says the Gemara, you mustn't bring in Shabbos too early. Before Plaga Mincha, you mustn't bring in Shabbos too early. Why not? Says Rashi, because once you bring in Shabbos too early, you start your Shabbos Friday lunchtime, for example, then you lose the connection. People don't chap that it's Shabbos already. You can't have your Shabbos too early. Right? So therefore, the Chazal told us that you can have Shabbos from Plaga Mincha onwards. Similarly here, you want to finish off Tichna Shonu Mekil Leseh, you want to finish off the Klolos, you want to have the Teichocha before Rosh Hashanah, but you can't have it too far away from Rosh Hashanah. You should only have one Shabbos in between. Right. So since you're supposed to have only one Shabbos in between, therefore, ideally, after Bechukosai should come Bamidbar, after Bamidbar should come Shavuos. The way it works in Eretz Yisrael at the moment, because they have an extra Shabbos, they are going to have, they had last Shabbos, they already had Parshas Nosoi before Shavuos, which is not ideal. Ideal, there should only be one Shabbos between the Tichocha and Shavuos. They had two Shavuoses. So they were doing, the way they do it in Eretz Yisrael is not ideal. There's just nothing they can do about it. They don't have any weeks that they could join together two Sedras in order to be one Sedra further along. They just couldn't do anything about it. Fine. But we don't want to join to be the same as Eretz Yisrael, because if we would join and be the same as Eretz Yisrael, then we would also be doing Bidiyaved. We would have 2 weeks between the Teichocha and Shavuos. And we're only supposed to have 1 week. We're not supposed to be too far apart. Similarly, later on, you might ask me that explains why we don't join them before Shavuos, but why don't we join them at Chukas Balak? The answer to that is that between Shavuos B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, ideally we should have Pinchas, Matis Maseh, and Devorim in those 3 weeks. Why? Because there are a couple of reasons given. One reason is the B'nai Yisachar says that the reason is because Pinchas talks about Chalukas Ha'oretz, dividing Eretz Yisrael, just like Matis and Maseh do, and therefore, we read that in the time of Churban Abayis and the Golus from Eretz Yisrael. We read the Sedras, which talk about Chalukas Ha'aretz. Therefore, we should have, ideally, Pinchas after Shavuos B'Tammuz. So if we would join Eretz Yisrael a week earlier, we would be learning what Eretz Yisrael are doing this year. They're having Pinchas before Shavuos B'Tammuz. That's B'diavad. We want Pinchas to be after Shavuos B'Tammuz. Therefore, we don't join them all the way through to Matas Maseh, and therefore we wait a whole 15 weeks until we join them, so that we should do things the way which are done L'chatchila, because in Eretz Yisrael this year they're doing things in the matzav of B'diavad. They're having 2 weeks between Bechukos and Shavuos, which is B'diavad, and they're also having Pinchas before the 3 weeks, which is another B'diavad. Thank you very much, Rabbi Yisrael. I'm sorry, I've gone over time, I didn't realize. Yeah, got carried away.